I know I haven't made an audio in a really long time. And I'm sorry. I've wanted to, but my new roommate never fucking leaves. And I'm really busy, so I'm out all the time. And then anytime that I'm here, she's here. So it's definitely led to me being very frustrated all the time. And I think Tuesday is like lawnmower day at my school or something, because like there's this loud fucking car thing outside and the window's open, but I don't want to close it because I'm having too much fun right now laying in bed. I have class in 2 hours. So I'm actually having this little competition today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just keep flirting with everybody in sight. We've always just kind of like been more like acquaintances, but lately we've become kind of more friends. And last night we had this very interesting conversation about sex, and we're both virgins, so it's nice to actually have someone to talk to who's my age and still a virgin. I guess it sounds silly when I say my age and still a virgin. It makes it sound like I'm 30 or something. I mean, I'll be 20 in 6 months. That's crazy. Anyway, so I got to talking with him, and he was like, I was like, "Are you kinky?" And he was like, "What do you mean kinky?" And I was like, "If you have to ask that question, then you're probably not kinky." And he was like, "Well, but like, what do you mean by it?" And I was like, "I just mean, like, do you have any kinks? Like, are you just like lights off missionary, you know, like once a week?" And he's like, "Well, I don't think I could know, because like I'm a virgin." I'm like, "Listen, I'm a virgin. I know exactly what does it for me." And he was like, "Well, I guess." And so then eventually he was like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, I've got some kinks." And I was like, "Okay." And then I made him take that stupid BDSM test thing, because I was really curious, because he's such a, like, calm, laid-back dude. Like, there's some guys, you can just kind of tell, okay, you're, like, you're a dom, like, for sure. Or the opposite, or you're definitely, like, a sub or something, just, like, by the way you act. But with him, like, he's so kind and, like a gentleman and, like, very sweet. And so I was like, he's gotta just be like vanilla. And then he's like, you know, comes up with these results that are like, you know, dom and all that stuff, brat tamer too, which I was like, yay. And I was like, oh my god, like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And he was like, well, I wasn't expecting you to be a sub. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, you yell at anybody who even looks in your direction, but you're a sub. And it made me laugh, because I was like, I guess you're right. It's hard to judge a book by the cover. But anyway, I'm going on this long tangent. The point is, I don't masturbate enough. I'm not happy with the amount that I come in a day. And he told me that he masturbates like twice a day, sometimes three. And I was like, god damn, like, that's a lot. But I wish that I like at least masturbated once a day. So I decided to have a competition with him, and I said that the goal is to at least break even. I don't have to beat him, but I have to at least break even. So I knew I had to start off this morning. I don't know when I'm going to get in the next couple, but yeah, so here I am. And I thought I would let you enjoy listening to me. I don't have anything grand planned out. You know, it's just gonna be me playing with myself and rambling. A nice ramble fap. That's all I seem to give you guys lately. I hope that's not disappointing. And I also have to be kind of quiet, because as always, I have sweet mates. There's always people in the hallway. And my window's open, so it's like quadruple, or right now, triple threat. Although, I have this really kind of dirty desire for my one sweet mate to hear me, because I'm pretty sure that she likes girls too, and she's very pretty. I should have like a little bit of a dirty fantasy, I guess, of her just like going into the bathroom to take a shower. Or watching porn, and it was definitely girls, and it kind of like, it felt kind of invasive that I was hearing that, but then at the same time I was like, oh fuck, that really turned me on. Fuck. 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 I don't know if this is a thing, but sometimes I, well, not sometimes, most of the time when I wake up, like, excuse the fucking refrigerator that makes loud noises every now and then. It also freezes everything, it's so annoying. Anyway, sometimes, no, stop saying sometimes. Pretty much every time if I wake up and decide to masturbate, my pussy is very tight. I don't know, like, I mean, my pussy's kind of always very tight, but, like, especially when I wake up, like, just one finger is very tight and kind of sting a little bit, but, like, in the good way, because I love a little bit of pain. Fuck. Oh. Oh fuck. And usually I play with my clit because I can't really take anything inside me because it hurts a little too much. Up on my spot. It's really good. Fuck. Submissive, but like sometimes it gets kind of crazy, like oh my god, just please just be rough with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I just want to be played with. away. Please, please. Please, please. Fuck, fuck. Oh my god. Please, please, daddy, please. Please, please play with me. I don't want you to hurt me, daddy. Daddy, I want you to use me. Use me like a little. I want you to use me like a little fuck toy. I want you to play with my mind and my body. I'm just fucking. Show me how you own me, mentally and physically. I just want to be a slave to your cock, daddy, and just make your cock feel good. Please. Please, daddy, please. Please use me, daddy, please. God. Yes. Yes, daddy. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, fuck. I kinda wanted to draw this out longer, but I don't. I'm good. I'll let you know if I end up winning the competition today, or at least breaking even.